Good morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Matthew 6, verse 5. And when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Amen. Let's pray before we begin this morning. God, we thank you for this time. We ask you, Lord, to come and speak to us this morning and really that you would bless us, God, as we come before you today to pray and to just start this day, you know, in your presence. So come, Father, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this week, I get to do the EMP. We're taking turns, and this week is my turn. Next week, you'll get to hear from, say, Kenny, actually, so I encourage you to come out. But this week, I get to do this, the EMP, and I just wanted to kind of continue on from the Sunday when I talked about just kind of doing our QT and spending time with God. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this book. It's called The Secrets of the Secret Place. One of our IP, intercessory prayer, our leader, GA, there was a period where she was really into this book and she was giving it to everybody. And so I think I got this copy from her, actually. But it's actually a really good book, and it really kind of inspires you and ignites the keys to ignite your personal time with God. That's what the book says. But it really does. And so I'm just going to take some insights from this book and just kind of share them with you. And today's verse, or today's passage, is Matthew 6, verse 5 through 6. Do you guys ever have times where you feel like it's difficult to connect with God? You know, we all have these times, you know, where we feel like, you know, we're trying to spend time with God, we're trying to pray, we're trying to get into His presence, but it's very difficult, and we feel like He's just not there, and we feel disconnected, and we feel very far away from God, and we're trying to muster up the effort and the energy to get into His presence, but for some reason, it's difficult and it's not working. You know, what worked in the past is not working anymore, and you feel like there's just a dry season in your life. And if you see this passage today, there is this is according to the author, there is a 100% guaranteed, sure way of getting into the presence of God. And if you read verse 6, this is what Jesus is telling the people there. But when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. That's the key verse right there. Who is in secret. And another version of the Bible would say, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And here Jesus is telling us that the Father, He is in the secret place, and He sees what is going on in the secret place. If you read verse 4 of the same chapter, He's talking about giving. And He says that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And if you go down to verse 18, so that you may, this is talking about fasting, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret, or who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So if you could just receive this word from Jesus. And he says, the Father is in the secret place. And so we're feeling disconnected. We're feeling like, oh, God, I don't know if I'm in the presence of God. I don't know if I'm near to God's presence. We can always go back to this word or this passage and say, yeah, the Father is in the secret place. And if we could put ourselves into the secret place in our secret life with God, then we know just through the word of God, not depending on how we're feeling, not depending on, you know, our emotions, but we just know it's in the word of God that the Father's in the secret place. So if we put ourselves in the secret place before the Father, then we can have certainty or assurance that God is with us and God's presence is there. Just talking about the secret place. You know, when I think about the secret place, like I think of children's novels, I was thinking of a specific one. I couldn't remember the title. But you know, lots of children's novels, like Tom Sawyer and these books, you know, the main character always seems to have some kind of a secret place out in the forest somewhere, you know. He goes off. And there's a tree house or some kind of area where the character it's just that character and maybe a very, very special friend that he or she takes to this secret place. And it's nobody else in the world knows about this place. And it's a very special place. You know, it's just the main character and the best friend or, you know, and all cool things always happen in the secret place, you know, because nobody else knows about it. And it's such a special place. And as children, that's kind of, you know, it's very fascinating, you know. I don't think I, growing up in the city, you know, I didn't have a secret place like that. But for me, when I was a bit older, when I was living in Hong Kong, working and stuff, when I was living in North Point, I had my secret place. And my secret place was the rooftop of my building, actually, because not all buildings can you go to the roof, but this one you could. And you know, I love nature. I love to be able to see the sky and just kind of the open space. And so what I would do, I just kind of tried it and it worked. I was so happy. So I climbed the elevator up to the very highest floor, and I saw if there was a way to walk up to the rooftop, and there was, you know. So I went up, and it's that was my own secret place with God. You know, I would pray there with God. This started when I was in India, when we were doing outreach in India with YWAM. I had my best friend. We actually spent every single night of our 3 month or 2 month and a half outreach. Every single night, the two of us would come together to pray and just share with each other and pray together. And when we were in southern India, Chennai, we went up to the rooftop of the building that we were staying at, and we were just kind of looking over the city and just praying together. And it was so nice, you know. It's just the two of us plus God was there, right? And so I did this kind of the same thing. And so I would go up to the rooftop. You feel closer to God, I guess, because you're physically in a higher place. But you get to look over North Point. and you know, it was my own secret place with God. And I just want to encourage us today, this morning, you know, as we come into the Lord's presence, you know, even though we're here at EMP, I mean, Bob Sorge, the author of this book, would say, you know, how do you get to the secret place? You shut your door, you know, you shut your door, very simply, because Jesus says, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. But here at EMP, we can't really do that, right? Everyone's sitting in the chair, people are around you. And so I was kind of like meditating and saying, well, how do we shut our door when we come to EMP? And I kind of saw from verse 5 and from the other verses where Jesus talks to the people about the hypocrites, the key to being in the secret place, I think, is that we're not doing this to be seen by men. You know, because in verse 2 and 3, when Jesus is talking about giving, he says, don't be like the hypocrites to give, because so that they might be honored by men. And then verse 5, don't pray like the hypocrites, because they love to stand and pray in the street corner in order to be seen by men. And then he talks about fasting in verse 16. Don't be like the hypocrites. you know, who fast and look really hungry and tired and stuff, because in order to be seen fasting by men. So the key is that we're not doing this to be seen by men. And I'm pretty sure all of us that come to EMP, we're not doing this to be seen by men, you know. I don't think our church members really care that much that we're coming to EMP, you know. So when we come to pray, we're coming because we want to be in the secret place. I want to encourage you, you know, when you come to EMP and you pray, the Father is here because he sees your heart. He knows that you're not coming to be seen by men. And also, just something that I think you can do is even just picture yourself in your own corner as you pray, that you have shut the door to everything else around you, and that you are entering into a secret place with the Father. And when we get into that secret place, even in our mind, just picturing like a room as we're here, even though we're surrounded by other people, kind of in your heart, closing that door, shutting that door, that you can be in the secret place with the Father. And the last one I want to get to is chapter 7, if you go a few chapters later, in verse 24 through 27, very famous passage, right? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. This is the very last thing that Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount was given in one setting. You know, Jesus is on the Mount and preaching this sermon. So he's giving all these lessons, starting with the Beatitudes, concerning prayer and fasting, cure for anxiety, etc., etc. And then at the very end of that, Jesus says, if you would hear these words of mine and obey them, live by them, then you're building your house upon foundation. You know, you're building your foundation upon the rock. And one of the things that he includes in this teaching is this teaching about the secret life, you know, about praying in the secret and entering into that secret place with the Father. And Jesus says, if you would do that, if you would hear my words and obey them, then you'll be building your foundation upon the rock. And many of us know from experience, and we just know, storms are going to come. Storms have already come to your life in many different areas of your life. And more storms will come our way. Rains will fall, storms will come, difficult times will come to our life. But one of the things that we can do to make sure that we're building our foundation upon the rock is to cultivate this secret life with God. You know, where we enter into his presence, where we know for sure that he's in the secret place, right? Because Jesus is your Father who is in the secret place. And we cultivate that lifestyle of going into that secret place. And it's just you and God, and it's the secret life that you have. And I think it's so important, especially if you are in a leadership position, especially in the church, because so many times we're having to give what we're gaining from the secret life with Jesus, that it's no longer a secret anymore. And I think I'm speaking to myself, unless I have this secret life where it's just me and God, I'm not doing it to give it away, I'm not doing it to make it public, but you know, I'm just, what's that word? Fellowshipping with God, connecting with God, downloading from God, just so that I can work on my secret life with him. And you know, Unless we have that, when the storms come and the rains fall, I think it'll be difficult for us to stand. I mean, the Lord will have mercy upon us. But so I just want us to meditate upon that this morning. Let's close our eyes, and Jisun's gonna come and pray, play piano for us. So this morning, I just encourage you to go into the secret place, the inner chambers, the inner room, and just meditate upon just the simple fact that the Father is in the secret place. You know, when we enter into that secret place, He is there. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church first. Let's pray for ourselves, that we would really be able to cultivate this secret life with God. Just like this song says, that above all else, our passion in life would be to know Him, would be to be close to Him, to be intimate with Him. So let's just pray for us and our church today, that God would give us this grace. Let's pray. Let's pray for just if you know about Chris and Amy. You know, Amy, her mom just passed away on Friday, last Friday. So let's cover our sister and our brother. Let's just pray for God's mercy as they're spending time in Korea right now. And also let's use this time to pray for the house churches that's meeting today. Let's pray that God would really bless them, that the Holy Spirit will be there. There will be a time of ministry and a real time of love. So let's pray for those two things, Chris and Amy and the house churches. Let's pray for our missionaries. Let's pray for China. And there's a Jane and John Chong that's ministering to the Chinese believers, discipling and teaching them. And let's also pray for Janine and Steve Basaraba. If you remember them, they're in China. So let's pray for them. Let's pray that God would really bless them. Bless the family, Sam, Abby, and Kezia as well. Let's also, if you can pray for my parents, please. They're in Qingdao. They're ministering to the minority people group there. And also Pastor Sam Kim, his connections there, and the orphanage. So let's pray for those four people ministering in China. Also, please remember the Zengsheng organization orphanages that we visit in Fujian and some of the different cities. Lastly, let's pray for the building fund and the building search. Let's pray that God would really lead us to the right building and that He would help us as we raise the funds, the necessary funds. Let's bring this before the Lord together. Father God, we thank you We come before you this morning just to be in your presence, God. And Lord, as we enter into our own individual secret place this morning, Father, we know that you are there. Jesus, your word says that the Father is in the secret place. So help us to really fellowship with you today and speak to us, God, this morning. All the prayers that we pray this morning, we thank you that you hear them and we seal them up by the blood of Jesus. And we pray that you would move, you know, in answer to our prayers, God. And we just thank you. We love you. God, I bless every single person that's here today, that they'll have a wonderful day, God, wonderful day, close to you, God, and loving you, that you would give them favor and protection from the evil one today, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you guys.